What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today I've got a special surprise, an old-school kind of story, told live on the spot with kids. I did a guest spot on the show 7 Questions with Emmy, and we've taken that story and made it into a what-if story for all of you. So we're gonna hop right into the fun and meet Emmy and Everett right now.
I'm so excited.
Hello!
Hi!
Hey, Emmy, hey, Everett, nice to meet you.
We're so excited.
I am so excited too, and apparently so is my dog Ginger, because you might hear her barking in the background. I think someone's delivering the mail.
He just listened to your podcast last night. Our baby knows the whole theme song. He sings it.
No way.
Yes.
What if world? This is What If World.
That's amazing.
I'm so happy to be talking to you.
Eric, I'm going to say hi. Dad here. I'm going to let these guys take it, though. Good seeing you in person.
We make his first What If World on every night. If he doesn't turn it on, we won't fall asleep.
Oh, that is so awesome to hear. Thank you. I am so ready to be here, and, you know, I'll let you run the show.
Well, we want to give some What If World questions. Here's mine. What if Fred the dog got a Nintendo Switch?
What if Fred the dog got a Nintendo Switch? Okay, I'm processing that question right now. But Emmy, it sounded like you might have also had a question.
I do. And here's mine. What if Farrelly's fell in love with you, Mr. Eric?
What if Farrelly's fell in love with me, Mr. Eric? Oh my gosh. Okay. Hang on. My dog is barking again. I'm so sorry about that.
It's fine.
She is such a
dog.
You have a dog too?
No, our dad won't let us get one.
Oh. Well, that is fair, because it's hard having a dog. It's a lot of work.
Dad just wants us to wait until we're old enough to scoop the poop.
You know, I didn't want to say it, so I am so happy that you are a straight shooter, because that's the main thing. I'm just like, if the kids want more dogs later on, they're going to need to be able to pick up that that business. Okay, let's see. We have, would you two be up to telling like a little What If World story together right now?
I would love to do that.
Yeah?
I don't know. I really don't have a good.
He has your What If question.
Oh, yeah. I do have.
Yeah. Everett, right now, I have all that I need from you. And if you remember, this is how this whole thing started, with me just telling stories with kids live. So what we'll do, I'll tell the story, and sometimes I'm going to need your help. And if you feel like talking, then you're more than welcome to. And if you'd rather listen, then that's okay, too. This is for us to just share in together in whatever way is best for us, okay?
I know you put 2 stories in one, so sometimes, so that could work, because me and his could both go in the same story.
You are so bright and very attentive, clearly. So thank you. Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking of doing. So we have, what if Fred the dog got a Nintendo Switch? And what if Farrelly's fell in love with me, Mr. Eric? Your story starts after a quick break. Fred the dog was very excited because his friend Everett had a present for him.
Oh, Everett, it's so nice to see you. Thanks for coming to visit me all the way in What If World. I know it's really a long trek. Did you get me something?
Yes.
Oh, it looks like some little kind of thing, like a box with buttons on it. Do I chew on it and eat it? Is that what I do?
No.
Oh, what is it called?
A Nintendo Switch.
Oh, a Nintendo Switch! Wow! I have no idea what that is.
Fred nevertheless took out this Nintendo Switch and started pushing buttons wildly.
Emmy, am I doing it right? Am I pushing the buttons with my tongue right? Blah, 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 blah.
No. You play a Nintendo Switch where you buy like these game cards and you can put them in and then you can click on the game with the buttons, so you can use your tongue for the buttons or your paws, and you click them and then like play the games with the little Joy-Cons.
I see. You know, that's really strange, because in What If World, suddenly this big button appeared in the middle of the Nintendo Switch, and it says, suck Everett and Emmy inside of the Nintendo Switch. It's a really big button. I don't know how it says all that, but I'm just going to press it real quick. We'll see what happens. I went, bleh! And as he pressed the button, Emmy and Everett suddenly got sucked into What If World and into the video game. And some of What If World got sucked into this video game as well, just leaving Fred floating around playing the game in a big blank void. Are you two okay in there?
Yeah. Because why did you trap us in this?
I don't know. I just pushed a button. Oh, boy. I'm more into, like, the puzzle games and the games where we explore our emotions and, what's this heart button? This Switch just keeps growing new buttons. Do you think he should push the button?
No, after what just happened, do not push the button, Fred.
Okay, I will not push the button, I promise. I'm just gonna turn around and sit on this Nintendo Switch so no one can push the buttons and nothing else happens. But when he sat on the Nintendo Switch, of course, his bottom pushed the button. Hello, Mr. Eric. Hi, Fairlies. I didn't realize I'd been sucked into this video game, too. Oh boy, this is weird. Hi, Mr. Eric, I would like a hug. Oh, that's wonderful, Fairlies. I love a hug, and I consent to having a hug with you. That sounds great. Oh, what a nice hug. You're a little fairy, but you give really strong hugs. Yes, I want a hug forever and ever and ever. I love you, Mr. Eric. Emmy, Everett, why is Fairlies hugging me so tight? Why won't she let me go?
That's a lot of question, and I'm with you.
No, what? Fairlies, you are married. You have a child. I know, but I just cannot help it. Oh, What If World magic is sometimes so silly. I love you so much. Hey, Fairlies, you know, Sprite, all right, she's going to be very upset with you. This isn't how it's supposed to be. What? Am I supposed to love someone else? Well, I mean, you can love many, many people, but your partner, you know, that's like your partner, you know, is different. Oh, fine. You know, I'm just going to press this heart button again, and maybe that'll fix things. You think that'll fix things, Emmy?
No.
Maybe.
No way.
Boink. And he reached out with his tongue and pressed it again. Oh, I feel so full of love for Emmy. Give me a big hug, Emmy. And Fairlies gave Emmy the biggest, squeeziest hug. You wouldn't think a fairy with such tiny arms could squeeze so tight. Oh, it seems Emmy's having a little trouble breathing. No. Okay, it's fine to love Emmy. She's a wonderful person. But, you know, it's like, I don't know how to explain this. Let me just push the button again. Beep, 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 beep. And Fred pushed the button over and over and over again. Oh, Everett, I love you so much. And she squeezed Everett. Oh, Fred, I love you too. Wait, no, don't come out here after me. You're in the video game. I'm out of the video game. I do not want a big hug right now. And she flew out and started chasing him around for a hug. I said, no hugs, please. Oh, I guess I cannot hug without permission. That's awfully inconvenient, but I love you, Fred. Please. And Emmy, and Everett, and Fairlies, and Sprite All Right, and Mr. Eric, and Kathunkle, and Abacus P. Grumbler. I love them all so much. This is like an exhausting amount of love. Everett, Emmy, what should we do?
Well, maybe we could just, like, put her to sleep or brainwash her, and then she'd forget all about this.
Oh, if brainwashing got us into this mess, then brainwashing can get us out of it. That's good advice, everybody. No, folks at home, please do not brainwash anybody. No, it's gonna work, I promise. Okay, Fairlies, we just need you to take your brain out of your ears and then put it in the sink, and then with the soapy bubbles, you're gonna massage it. Okay, I love you so much. I'll just take out my brain.
That's not how you do it. Maybe you just need to go take her to like a therapist, and then she'll talk it all out, and then the therapist can convince her to go back to Sprite All Right and her kids.
Wow! Oh my goodness, that's like the most grown-up advice anyone's ever given on this show. And, you know, most of our guests are grown-ups. This Emmy is very, very mature. So Farrellise went and met with a therapist.
I'm Harry Go is here. I'm a therapist, and you are going to love your partner and your daughter and not everyone else except for a healthy amount. Okay, go off and do that.
Wow, that was much faster than normal therapy, but I think we need to end this story pretty soon. So I'm going to give my partner Sprite All Right a big hug, and my daughter Pixie Cato a big hug. And you know what? Maybe I'll just give everyone else one more hug. The end.
Thank you, Mr. Eric.
Thank you. I had so much fun. You two are such amazing storytellers. You have wonderful imaginations.
Thank you. I'm glad Kisuncle didn't ruin anything.
We didn't involve him. He almost made an appearance. I felt like he was out there, but he didn't quite jump in, so that was perfect.
But, Mr. Eric, don't tell Kisuncle I said this, but his show, I think yours is a lot better than his. His theme song's not as great as yours.
Excuse me, Emmy. You said that you do not like What Is World?
Yes, you did say that.
I do just...
Oh, just not as much as Mr. Eric's show.
Yeah, don't eat him again just because I like him a little more as yours.
Okay, so if I promise not to eat Mr. Eric again, then you will like my show more, presumably.
The same amount. I'll like both of them the same amount.
Emmy, I must say, you are incredibly diplomatic. If I ever try to take over the world again, I think I'm going to need your help.
No.
Kisuncle, get out of here. This is my show.
If you ever decided to take over the world again, I would karate chop you into two pieces.
Then there would be two of me.
And then I would eat you like how I eat some octopus.
Well, Kisuncle seems to have scuttled away after that, so...
Mr. Eric... I love your podcast so much.
Oh, you've made my day, my week. This is a really, really special day for me. And you two, you have a show, right?
Well, it's my show, but he's about to start his own show.
Wow. So, well, tell us about your show.
So my show is called 7 Questions with Emmy. This wasn't my idea to start it. We were on a river rafting ride in Island Park, and someone in the comments said I should interview my dad. And then I interviewed my dad and my mom and my brother. And then my dad was working on a story with Keith Morrison from Dateline, and he reached out to him, and he said yes, and then I got Lester Holt. And it just blew up. So
wow.
I get to go visit Drew Barrymore this fall to be on her show a couple of times.
Wow, you are so driven, and it is so cool. Thank you so much for coming on my show. Thanks for having me on your show, 7 Questions with Emmy. You two are clearly such awesome kids, and I hope you both keep wondering.
We will. Thanks.
All right, I'll see you later. Catch you next time. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, my helper Miss Lynn, our special guests Emmy and Everett, and all you kids at home who know it's okay to say no thank you to a hug. Until we meet again, keep wondering.